I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Tour dates. Ladies and gentlemen, net positive. Welcome to the show, baby. Oklahoma City. Next, not this weekend, but next, baby. We're starting the tour. Gassing the tour bus back up, baby. We on the road. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, Springfield, Middle America is how we start, baby. And then we go to Canada, Ottawa, Peterborough, London. Then we're finishing up, September in Myrtle Beach and Roanoke, Virginia, October. We come into Greensboro, Atlanta, Birmingham, Cedar Rapids, Springfield, Illinois, and Evansville, Indiana.
Meth capital of the world.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. Every time the Evansville City Council, they emailed and they go, hey, can you make sure you mention that? Sometimes you forget it. November, Columbus, Ohio. Joliet, Illinois. That's a Spanish accent. I don't know why I did that. It was probably appropriation. Rockford, Illinois, Milwaukee, Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Calgary of the NHL cities of Canada. Then we're ending November in Reading, York, Pennsylvania, sold out, Norfolk, Richmond, Virginia, and Abilene. And then there's a bunch of tour dates in December that we don't want to bore you with, but those are almost about filling up. I think we're adding a fourth show now in Phoenix, which is
dang.
Freaking huge, dude. We're ready to go. Net positive. Welcome into the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew is in the studio. Just us two today, baby. Just us on the ones and twos. Alex is still wherever he is, gallivanting all over the world. Dude. I was going to ask him, what time is it over there?
7 hours ahead, so
probably
five.
We should call him, ask him for an update. No, we need to leave him. He's fine.
He has an update on, I had some things last week that were...
They were incorrect.
Toughly inaccurate for him being a close friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. They were not even close. Or should we wait for him to come back?
He's going to come back and roast.
I'm
ready for
it. Oh, because we didn't roast Albania. We just said what we knew about it.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is this is all incorrect.
Yeah.
Welcome in, everybody. We do, for everybody that's new, we got a bunch of new listeners every week. So we chart in a new country. It seems like every week that I bring up all the new countries and we are charting in. Bro, we are the 136th ranked podcast this week in the country of Tanzania. Go ahead.
Tanzania, Africa, right?
Yeah, okay, good start. Yes, that is
that's
Africa.
That's a pretty unknown country, I'll take
that. That's a
that.
Good start, yeah.
I know literally nothing else other than that. Let me try and guess the region in Africa.
Okay.
I don't think it's West Africa and it's not South Africa.
No.
I'm going to go, what do you call it? Middle Africa?
Yeah, Central.
Central. Middle Africa.
Middle Africa. That's like when Kendall Toole was in here and she said the far DMs. I go, well, that's not what they're called, but yeah. I have actually been to Tanzania.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have big, as you can imagine, their number one economic driver is safaris.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable safaris.
Nice.
I went to this place called the Ngorongoro Crater.
Cool.
In Tanzania. You have to fly from here to, what's the city with all the, like the red light district with the prostitutes and stuff?
Bangkok?
No. What? No.
Yeah, Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. No. Shoot. Whatever that city is. Not Bangkok.
What country is it in?
The red light district. Where you walk down the street and there,
Amsterdam?
Amsterdam, yeah. You fly.
Hey.
We went from here to New York City here to Atlanta to Amsterdam to Nairobi, Kenya to Tanzania. And I remember it was during COVID, and I feel like I can say this now. It's the statute of limitations. Mm-hmm. I had a fake vax card.
Oh god!
I had a fake vax card to go there.
Okay,
because I was like I don't know, say whatever. I feel like it's been long enough now.
Yeah.
So
here's me and Alex have this question. Everyone, every time we do these country shout outs.
Yeah.
So you're telling me in Tanzania,
yeah,
there's 134 other comedy podcasts that are more popular than ours.
I would imagine they are American.
I mean,
they're all the ones that are popular here.
Yeah, it must be.
But I mean, the numbers are less.
Yeah.
But there, I know a guy, I've been chatting with him on DMs that he has a Netflix special. He lives in Kenya. And he has like a huge like Kenyan.
Oh, sick.
But those don't come up in our algorithm, obviously.
Yeah.
But all the other, they all have their own, they're all making their own content.
That'd be cool.
There's probably a couple. We'll see what the biggest podcast is in Tanzania. Yeah, who knows? No, but it's unbelievable. It's like the Lion King was based after on that crater. It's like a crater.
Oh, really?
It's probably, I want to say maybe, I'm going to get this wrong. It's anybody that's been there is going to fact check it. This maybe 5 miles wide, and you just go down in there, and all the animals are just down in there, just eating each other, and it's unbelievable. You're not going to spell it even close. The Ngorongoro crater. N-G... Yeah, there you go. Ngoro. Oh, gosh, dude. I want to go back. Take me back. I sound like a white girl.
Yeah, that does look pretty
during
sweet.
The winter that's posting bikini pics from Take Me Back. All right, all right. Just say
it. Honed over 30,000.
You go into this like lookout, and they give you the binoculars, and there's like, they're all down, just like the Lion King.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's like the elephant graveyard and everything.
Seriously?
There's not a graveyard, but there's like when an elephant dies, you got to think about it. What happens to the bones?
Yeah, they just sit there.
Yeah, forever. That's You're like, crazy. An elephant died there.
The depth is 2,000 feet.
Gosh, I want to go back. Take me back. this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored by Miracle Made. Baby, the sheets. I just put them in the laundry because I was like, I can't. I got to wash these. But I like to sleep on them. Best sheets in the game, baby. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that'll help: better sleep, baby. Miracle Made sheets tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%. Dude, if you could lose 20% weight, become 20% healthier, 20% more muscle mass, 20% more effective at work, 20% is a lot. That's not in the copy. But traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat. What? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy nose. Look at me, dude. Do I have any of those things?
Nope.
No, I don't. Let's go. And it's gross. Yeah, Miracle Made has offered a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, just like sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. I got a laundry service, you know, and I don't put those in there because they require less.
Wait.
What? Never mind.
Finish the ad.
Oh. self-cooling properties for better sleep, self-cleaning, luxurious comfort, and quality. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets. That's true. Used by some of the 5-star hotels. Better for your skin. Try miracle.com/net positive. That's trymiracle.com/net positive. Speaking of miracles, you know where a lot of those happen? In the Bible. This is an extension of that. It's not in the copy. This is a perfect way to get someone you love the gift of better sleep. You know, whoever you're sleeping in bed next to, get them that gift.
Yeah.
Don't get someone else that you're not sleeping with them the gift of sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Don't get somebody you've been, you know, trying to holler at. Don't get them sheets.
Yeah, very awkward.
Yeah, don't get anyone from your work sheets.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, get the person you're sleeping with, hopefully in the confines of a Christian marriage.
Yes.
You know, other than that, we don't support it. Net positive, baby. That's not in the copy. None of that was in the copy. Save over 40%. Be sure to use our promo code net positive at checkout. Save you more and get 3 free towels. 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Try miracle.com/net positive, baby. Let's get the show started, dog.
Okay, one second.
What?
You have a laundry service.
Yeah.
But you also have a washer and a dryer at your house.
Yeah. Oh, that's your rub?
That's my gripe.
Oh, yeah. So I shouldn't have one. I should get rid of them?
Why do you have both?
Well, okay. I like to – all right. I looked up the – First of all, you put all your clothes in this huge bag, and then you whatever you can fit in the bag. So if you put a comforter in there, that's like, if I put a comforter in the bag, that's going to take up most of the room. So I just did the, and the comforter also to wash is easy. You just put it in and then it's one, you don't have to, there's not a million different things. So I was, I could have done it,
fair enough,
but I did that with my own, but I would probably try to do my laundry myself.
So like your shirts and stuff.
Yeah. All underwear, socks,
someone else
all
washes
golf
those.
Clothes. Yeah. Throw that in the bag. Nice. Just throw it in the bag. Oh,
okay. You know I have one thing to say.
Oh yeah, let's hear it, dude. We just did
the country shout out.
Oh yeah. Oh
and yeah, baby. Also a fan shout out slash
oh, let's
Andrew's
go.
First tire
big
pump.
Big day. Andrew Tech, when was this? Andrew
this
texted
was
the
on
the group text
Saturday.
And Andrew said, you tell the story.
So first off, shout out to Megan.
Megan.
Net Positive fan.
Oh yeah, big
out
fan.
Out in 30A.
She lives there?
I think so.
Oh, she was vacationing there? You were vacationing there.
I was
hashtag
vacationing.
Flex. Yeah, rich.
I was vacationing in 30A with my wife for Labor Day.
Okay.
We were sitting at a bar in Seaside and called, I think it's called the Great Southern. Seaside is not a big place.
Yep.
So if you're there, check it out.
Yep.
And the bartender walks up to me and goes, hey, what's your name? Immediately, I'm like thrown off.
Right.
Andrew.
Yeah.
And she goes, we know you. And I'm like, oh, I thought she was talking about my bill.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like my check.
Okay. Yeah.
And she points to a girl at the end of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
This is Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan goes, aren't you on John Christ's podcast?
Game over.
And
game
dude,
over.
I was just
it's a
gassed
wrap.
Up.
Dude, it's
dude.
A wrap.
Yeah.
It's
felt
a
great.
Wrap.
Thank you, Megan, for saying something. She
it's
was
a wrap.
So kind
yeah.
and like courteous.
Yeah, and she wasn't trying to be like flirtatious or nothing. She just
no.
said we
she was just like, what's up?
It's
I went
over.
And had my dinner.
Game over.
Went and found her, got her name.
Yeah.
She was so sweet.
That's
so shout out to Megan.
And she and you texted the family group text, you go, yo, I just got recognized. From the podcast.
And that, Megan, I want you to know that that's the first time that's ever happened to me in
Megan,
my life.
Megan, we need to put Megan's jersey hanging from the rafters in here. Yeah. What you did for this, what you did for Andrew is, I mean, you made his whole vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Your wife was like, who are you? I was
yeah.
like, you get
honestly,
to know me.
Honestly, that's
get
never to happened me. To me. And yeah. You and Alex talk about like, oh, you're walking around like.
Yeah.
Just on
yeah.
clouds.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I kind of get it now. Like the rest of my night, I was just like, oh, this is awesome.
You're like, who cares? Dude, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, what if I got a parking ticket? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. It's funny because it doesn't you can just like go, like, you're a more well-rounded guy than I was when it first happened to me. Like when it first happened to me, I was like, I'm going to go look for this the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to abandon, I'm going to leave the village and I'm going to go in this direction.
Sure.
Forever.
Yeah.
You're a little bit more secure in yourself than I was when that first happened to me. But you can imagine, you go, well, I'm just going to, and that's what we talk about a lot on this pod is like, dude, like, I just want to like, I'm just passionate about like being an influencer and like helping women. Like, okay. But also,
it feels good.
That feels good.
Yeah.
I'm just like the coupon girl or what? There's like there's a million personalities.
Yeah.
There's a thousand of them. I'm just like very passionate about coupons and finding deals for women at TJ Maxx. Okay. I believe you. Also, that feels good.
Yeah. Admit.
I'm just like a mechanic. I just love being it's not a woman's voice. I'm a mechanic. I just like fixing up cars on Instagram. Okay. I believe you. Also, when somebody goes like, hey, dude, are you that mechanic guy that does that? Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Feels pretty good. Yeah. That's awesome to hear, dude.
Pretty cool.
We were dying, dude. So good.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we got probably in the same, really the exact same vein. Snoop Dogg reposted me.
Wait, really? That was actually Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I by it on your Instagram story and was like, didn't know what
Snoop
you meant.
Snoop Dogg reposted my video. An old piece of content. But it was like, everybody was like, hey, Snoop Dogg. Same type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, a popular person or made you, it's the same feeling of significance.
It made you feel good.
Yeah. It made, yeah. It was like same type, yeah. But just pump it up, dude. Oh yeah. I don't know. I got in a car wreck. My business, I got to pay $1 million in taxes. All right. Yeah. Well, Snoop Dogg reposted me.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
What's up, dude?
Yeah. So what's up? Yeah. 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 Oh, what's up?
You go up to the guy at the Barstool Bar, yeah, who's parked like a jerk last week, and you're like, hey, dude,
yeah,
guess what?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg reposted me.
And you leave.
You're, like, you're a loser.
He's like, what? That's it. Well, so you're a loser. Bye. But what I said is, he didn't tag me.
Sure.
But listen.
Do you think Snoop Dogg knows how to tag people?
First of all, no. But what, and I had this thought, and do you think this is true? This goes for the whole internet. The tagging era is over. Because, just hear me out.
Okay.
So when I post a piece of content, and I think what happened was TikTok, that people would just steal other people's content and post it. Like, people would use your audio and just like post them doing your bit on stand up. So it's like, but back when the internet first started, it was like, hey, can you tag me in that? Like, can you tag me in that photo? Because yeah, I want to take credit for the content or producing it. It was like, now everything, the internet's like the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
And have you ever, let me ask you this, have you ever watched a piece of funny content and then down in the caption, it's like, at so-and-so, and then gone to their page? Never.
No.
Never. You follow the meme pages. It's all harvested material. All the meme pages you follow is stolen.
What's your take?
It is.
On, yeah.
It's stolen. It's just stolen. And my take on it is probably the same as like Theo or Matt Rife. It's like, dude, people reposting your videos are bigger than your videos.
Yeah.
It's bigger than when I could post it myself. And the going out and trying to be like, wait, can you tag me in that? Wait, like, you're not going to get any followers from it.
No.
The recognition of people seeing your face is it.
Enough.
Not enough, but you already made the content.
Yeah.
You already got what you're going to get out of it. Other people stealing your content is, unfortunately, the path to success.
Yeah.
And you can't get money from that, because you can't monetize something. You can a little bit on YouTube, but you want other people to post you.
Sure.
You have to. There's no other way forward. But the idea of like, hey, that's my content, can you?
It's dead.
It's dead.
I will say the meme pages, I kind of get annoyed by them.
Yeah.
Because if I see a piece of John Crist content or Theo Von content or whomever, I want to be able to go and like consume five minutes more of their
content, and see where
and
it's
you
from.
Click into the page and it's just like a feed
the abyss
of trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, I don't know where this is. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, yeah. Well, the only problem is, I guess, is like the lead singer of Smash Mouth died yesterday.
Oh man.
And it's funny. She wouldn't care if I said this. Lydia texted me and
oh gosh, I don't know where this is going.
Lydia texted me. She's the lead singer of Smash Mouth. I've seen Smash Mouth in concert a couple times. Great, unbelievable band live. I saw them in high school. It was incredible. He died. And Lydia goes, I guess the years stop coming. Which is that their biggest song, The Years Stop Coming and They Don't Stop Coming. which I go,
bravo.
Hilarious. Stolen though. You saw that's stolen. I know her. She would not.
You don't think she could come up with that joke on her own?
Not to be disrespectful. No. But I go, that's hilarious, but that's.
Where'd you hear it?
You stole that. Which. And I go, she goes, yeah, I was going to say, but I'm like so like defensive of comedy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you saw that somewhere and now you're taking credit for it. And I go, that's fine. But the only problem with that is I'm going to see this joke later today.
I'm going to see that later today. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be defensive of her because I was like, my girlfriend came up with that joke, but you didn't.
Yeah.
So I was like I saw, this is probably years ago, and one a comedian buddy of mine tweeted, surely they weren't all kung fu fighting. You know that song? Everybody was kung fu fighting. I don't know. And it's like, that's a funny tweet. I saw it from him first. And then I've seen it on like t-shirts and like memes. And I go, all right. So did he steal that?
Or are they stealing from him?
Or So you go, like, we're like, I guess I'm defensive of it because the comics and the creators, we're the only one making stuff. Like Barstool, and I love them, has not made anything.
Yeah, no.
They haven't. They don't. And listen, I like Barstool. I don't know, it's unnecessary to even say, but Dave Portnoy, I enjoy his content. I consume it. The guy, what's his name? The long hair guy. He talks about college football a lot. I don't know what Jack, I think is his name.
Okay.
He has no, like, I'm trying to think of, all right. The University of Florida had like a documentary out. Mm-hmm. Did you see or hear about it?
Yeah, like the Tim Tebow era.
Yeah, and it was like it didn't cover any of the like crime and scandal.
Yeah,
and that was so everybody saw the documentary, and then the take was the internet take for the week was it didn't cover Aaron Hernandez, it didn't cover the domestics, it didn't cover the right. And I go, yeah, I've seen this take 30 times.
Yeah.
You saw somebody else had that take and you added to the take.
Yeah.
You didn't come up with this take because I've seen it. How did everyone have the same take? Because one person had that take and everybody, same with the Burning Man this week.
Yeah.
Everybody had the same take.
Yeah.
And my buddy always says a comment of like, dude, you always zig when everyone else zags. Mm-hmm. So like, I thought the Burning Man thing was awesome. We'll get to it later in the show, but I think it was awesome.
Dude, it kind of goes on I was thinking about this morning. TikTok trends are just like kind of dumb.
What do you mean?
I don't understand like the trend, like the noise trends.
Yeah, yeah.
Where like everybody's just doing the exact same
thing. It's the same, like, it's the same, like, it's like we can say whatever we want. I go, no, not really, because you're all saying the same thing. Like this week, I don't know if people don't like aren't on TikTok or the internet. Surely they are if they listen to this podcast. But like the Oprah in the Hawaii, like there's a fire in Hawaii.
Sure.
And then Oprah's like, we want to help. And then everybody's criticizing. I was like, you're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You're all saying the exact, and it's easy to criticize. You're all saying the exact same thing.
But my audience wants to hear from me.
They're like, who's that?
Just stupid TikTok people. You know, they're like, well, I have to give my input.
Yeah, but it's not your input. It's not your input because everybody's saying the same thing. Same with a submersible.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying the same thing. And I said the opposite. I go, good for that guy. He loved that. And he was passionate about that. Unfortunately, it ended. And I go, but that's awesome. It's not dumb. It's you giving your life to something you're passionate about. Good for you. And also, we'll get to it later in the show. Also, is that there's more submersible. There's more like expeditions planned, which is exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I go, that's going to happen. Exactly. It's just.
Let's get some tea here if we have any.
What do you want?
On the copyright stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to like get into it with someone about stealing your content?
But it was kind of in the beginning. Like people used to ask, right? People used to ask like when ESPN wants to run a clip, they ask.
Yeah.
And then when there's like some television shows, like not like the ridiculousness type shows that they have to get written. You have to literally download something, sign it, and send it back and say, you can use this.
Really?
But I never do that anymore because when they can then edit it however they want. Because like ESPN took the Honest Football Coach and they edited out. I got three white receivers. They took that out.
And so now that makes it their content?
That makes it, they can use it however they want. They can edit it however they want. So I would rather, if someone's going to steal it, just steal it. And then I can be like, I didn't endorse this. Because okay. that's not the, and then they, I go, our offensive line is like Obama's immigration policy. Let everybody through. They took that out too, obviously, because they're ESPN.
Yeah.
so, but I didn't like that I gave them permission to do that. So now I'll never do
I
it.
I see what you're saying.
Now, like a bar stool or, I mean, there's a bunch of people that steal my content all the time now. And you just go, I don't know. Yeah, it's just, but they're not, they're advertising not on that video, but on their platforms. So it's not direct advertising, but they're making money off of it, which fine. We're okay. Mm. Yeah.
It's an interesting like vein to like settle into of like, yeah, other people are going to make money on my content and I'm not going to get a cut of it.
Well, we are. I mean, over through like ticket sales and like through the whole thing, but not individually. No,
when you look at like the macro level, sure, you're making money, but in the watching that clip,
but not
settling into that idea of like this is just how it is had to be hard.
Yeah, well, I think we have a financial model. This is nobody cares about this on the podcast, but we have a financial model of live shows that it all kind of leans into that.
Yeah,
but if you're a creator and you don't have a live show, you're just out here. Mm-hmm. Right, like Matt Rife or Theo Vaughn, the two guys that I know are they're not stolen, but they're taken. You see their stuff elsewhere.
Yeah,
that's why they're sold out literally everywhere.
Yeah,
it's like kind of it all trickles down, I guess.
That makes sense.
But if you didn't have a live show, I don't know what you'd do. Big show today, babe. We're already like 30 minutes in.
Do you want to get into?
Well, I want to talk about one thing up top.
Hit it,
and then all right. So we were playing. You were down in 30A.
Yeah.
Right over the weekend. I played golf. And this is just, I played golf with two of my buddies. So I was on a team with me and my buddy in my car, my buddy Derek. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not Derek Stroop, another buddy. And so he hits the ball and it's right on the edge. You play golf or no?
Yeah.
You play golf. We never played together, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
It's right on the edge of the sand trap, right? Mm-hmm. And he's probably 300 yards, a par five, he's 300 yards from the pin.
So in the sand or in the grass?
He's in the sand.
Okay.
But no, he's in the grass, but he has to stand in the sand.
Okay.
Very awkward lie. Very awkward. It's hard to hit it. You can't get much distance on it. You got to choke up on the club. You're kind of standing it. You're just trying to get it back into the fairway.
Yeah.
Even if you don't play golf, I hope this makes sense to you. It should. So another guy who was not on our team, but in our playing with us, he goes, hey, just move it. Just move it like 3 feet. Over, so then you can stand and you can hit it, right? Which is like, and Derek, to his credit, he goes, no. He goes, this is where I hit it. This is where I hit the ball. It is here. I have to hit it from here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like that. And I go, so he it was very awkward and he hit it maybe like 20 yards and then he continued playing the hole, right?
Sure.
And he goes, we just talked about that. I go, so what is he asking you to do, right? You hit the ball and it was in a bad, like, move it.
Sure.
So, but I always am like very like particular about my score. If I move it, that's a stroke penalty. If it's in behind a tree, it's behind a tree.
Yeah.
So he goes, we'll move it away from the tree so you can hit it. I go, well, that's not how you play.
That's called cheating.
That's cheating. But you're like, no, it's not cheating. We're just having fun. I go, well, no. That's the game. Like, here's what I'm trying to say is like, if you're like, your ball is in like a divot, you're like, we'll move it out of the divot. And we're like, well, that's not the rules. And I'm like, very like, specific about my scoring. So I always wanted to shoot in the 70s and I've never shot in the 70s before. I shot an 80 and an 81 and 82, never shot in the 70s. But the longer, and I follow every rule, the longer I play by the, once I get in the 70s, it's going to be more rewarding.
Sure.
The guy that moves his ball around and then like he lips out a putt and he's like, ah, that counts. It was almost in. Like, it doesn't count. But like what in the grand scheme of things, I think about like what are you asking him to do? Like cheat because, and then he comes to the clubhouse. He's like, I shot a 79 and I'm going, no, you didn't.
Yeah, it completely compromises the other person who was suggesting that. It compromises his integrity. So now every time.
Yeah.
But also,
go ahead.
There is a vein of golfing in my experience where you're a member at a country club. You're a good golfer.
Don't say that.
You play golf at tournaments.
Yeah.
You have a reason to have like a legit handicap.
And sure.
Like, to play totally fair.
Yep.
There are instances where.
Completely agree.
It's appropriate to be like, dude, you're
not that good of a golfer. Yeah. This is going to be a miserable time if you're like,
you're just trying to make it more fun.
Yeah, we were playing for money. We were.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't cheat.
You can't cheat. But like, that's the idea of like all of like, it's not, you're going to go into the clubhouse. You're like, I shot a 78. I go, no, you didn't. Like, it's not, you know, it's not rewarding because you know you didn't shoot that.
Yeah.
So like, but it's the idea of like that. I think that pervades all of life. Is like everybody kind of lives like that. You're like, well, just like if Alex Rodriguez plays for the Seattle Mariners his whole life, can't win a championship, right? He goes to the Yankees, they win a World Series. It's like, well, it means less because it wasn't as difficult because you joined a team that was stacked, right? I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. It's funny I'm wearing this. I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. It's been a brutal experience for us as a follower of the team, and the Patriots losing to the Patriots Super Bowl was horrific.
Yeah,
it was horrific. And when we win, it's going to be that much better.
Totally.
It's not this idea of like, there is no suffering that should exist. No, there is, because that's going to make it, when you do it, better. The Cleveland Indians, who have not won in 20 years, when they win a World Series, it's going to be awesome.
Put that into...
It's the everything, dude. It's like, I want to, my business. Like, dude, we look at the charts here, right? How our podcast is doing. And there's like been like times that we have unbelievable successes in here, right? Unbelievable viral clips or guests that have shot us to the moon. And why does that feel so good? Because there has been times when guests have turned us down, that we're not in the rankings, that we're like, we started it, whatever. And it feels, those benchmarks feel good to achieve because of, and this is what I'm trying to say, struggle or hardship or trial. And I feel like it's turning into like a sermon for some
reason.
It's like, we want to absolve ourselves from any kind of like, dude, if you like, I don't have the money to go on this vacation. Well, once you save up and you get to go there, it's going to be awesome.
Sure.
Like the idea that that we're trying to bubble ourselves out of discomfort or stress. Like that's what this life is. Problems. And you got to figure out how to overcome them. And that is the joy in becoming great. But it's like this idea of like, oh, just like, I was so struck by it because he said, move the golf ball. And then he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to play, because he's a good golfer. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play this how I'm going to do it. And I was like, wait, yes, I'm like that.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I tell Lydia all the time. I go, sometimes when I'm struggling with something, or I'm sad, or something has not gone my way. Let's say somebody turns down my special, or tickets are slow in a certain, or a video doesn't go particularly viral or whatever. I go, I just want to share this with you that this is discomforting. This is discomfort or sadness or, so when it does happen, we can celebrate that.
Totally.
Once we get it, it's going to be like, this is so much better because of the struggle that we went through to get here.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. And this idea of like, oh, just move your ball so it's easier. Or like, hey, not to go back to like the Republican, like, oh, participation trophies, everyone's get one. But it is true.
Totally.
That you're like, well, you didn't win. You didn't win. You went out to the baseball game. The other team won. They're better than you. You need to sit in that discomfort of losing. That will make you better. And then once you do win, the reward is better.
Totally.
the idea that we're that anybody's trying to shield somebody from that level of life is crazy, because that's the whole reward of life.
It's almost like a disservice.
It is, because golf is hard.
Yeah.
So when you get a birdie, you know this.
Yeah.
It feels unbelievable, because you're like, I can't believe I just hit it from 400 yards into this cup in three shots.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to do. So when you do it, it feels awesome.
Totally. You know what would be really fun?
What's that?
We should do a like a net positive golf scramble.
Great idea.
Because me and you are probably pretty similar.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of score, you might be a little bit better than me.
Yeah.
We do me versus you, and Alex now is Alex is the flex man, so we have to take like X shots. That would be a blast.
And we're and film this is the live podcast that no one watches or cares about. But
no, I feel like everybody would think that's hilarious.
That is a good idea. Me versus you.
With Alex as like we have to take five of his drives.
Oh, yeah. Every time you have to rotate alternate. Through. It's like the best Alex ball or something. And you're like, dude, this guy's in the woods every time.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex isn't very good at golf. He'll admit that.
Yeah. It's the same type of like buying a car, asking out a woman, getting a job. Like, it's trying to like make your way in life. And there are obstacles, and overcoming the obstacles and figuring out the challenges of how to do it is the joy. That is the whole joy of life. Is you wake up in the morning, you got all these obstacles. I want to figure out how to get around them. And the bigger ones, the harder they are to get around, it's better.
Yeah.
It's true.
Can we get a little vulnerable?
Go ahead. Me or
what's you?
Go.
No one cares about me.
Yeah.
Well. what's like a recent obstacle that you can share?
The Today Show. When our special was coming out, the Today Show declined an interview with us. Not for any specific reason. They just go, no, we're good. Either not popular enough or not compelling enough or not. They go, yeah, we'll pass.
Dang.
Which is like, you that email comes to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think that's like what? Yes. Feels bad.
Yeah.
It feels bad. But we've been, I mean, that happens all the time. We put out a video that doesn't do well.
Sure.
They go, oh, I thought I'm with all the tools you have, right? This idea that to make a video or to put this piece of content forward, like they're gonna like this, and they go, we don't. Which is, and you go, all right, well. The thought what you should do is use that for, you're like, oh, you're going to regret this when I'm the biggest comic in the nation. And you call back and you're like, oh, wait, can we get John on? Like, you're going to regret that.
Yeah.
Versus screw those people. They're entitled to that.
Do you feel like you can usually use those moments as like motivation?
Yeah.
Did it used to be harder to find motivation?
It's always, hard.
Yeah.
It's less hard, but you can use it for like, oh yeah. Like if somebody says I can't do something, you go, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just wait, this is gonna be awesome when we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feels good. Like cool. Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What a story, dude. What a story. If you don't we'll get into that later. Should we get into it later?
Sure.
We don't really have time.
Wait, I have one question.
Story. Yeah, go.
You said you were talking about like making content. This made me think about your Chick-fil-A video. This is so random and has nothing to do with anything on our topic list here. You flew somewhere to try the Chick-fil-A cauliflower sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Flew to South Carolina. Charleston. Flew to Charleston.
Why didn't you do anything for this new pimento cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Sandwich?
Well, I didn't feel like there's no story. Like, what's the angle?
Yeah, true.
Like, I was like, my cauliflower is like Chick-fil-A's going like progressive there's like a funny angle there.
Have you had the new sandwich?
No, I haven't. Is it everywhere?
Well, the angle is this.
Oh,
it's not good.
Really? Wait, it's not?
I didn't think so.
It's pimento cheese?
It's like honey sriracha pimento cheese or something.
You're out on it?
I'm out on it, dude. Lily and I got it on our way down to 30A and it was like sticky.
Well, it's hard to eat.
Yeah.
Does it come in the bag?
Yeah, it comes in the bag still. Or no.
Is it messy in there? Oh, it does. Yeah, it comes in the box.
But it's
yeah,
super yeah. messy, sticky. Sorry, Chick-fil-A.
You're out on it.
I'm out on it.
This is how we know that we are not taking money from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Because you were, well, I'm critical of their stuff sometimes, but I love Chick-fil-A. And all my videos that go viral every time I mention Chick-fil-A. If we were taking money from them, we could absolutely not say that. Speaking of who we are directly taking money from, Wild Grain, baby, sponsored a podcast today. There is nothing quite like the smell of freshly baked bread. You know what I think of? Garfield.
Hmm.
You know the, I don't know why my eyes are watering. Garfield, because I just coughed. You'd always have the pie. You'd always have the pie in the windowsill and you would always come eat it. The smell of freshly baked bread coming from the oven. Oh, yeah, baby. What if I told you you could get all that delicious and spend less time in the kitchen? Well, you can with Wild Grain. I'm going to throw this out there. No woman under 30 knows how to bake bread.
Fair.
Not in the copy. Sorry, Wild Grain. But my mom knows how to make bread.
Really?
Yeah, she would make bread for our family, which is crazy, dude.
That is insane.
Making bread? How do you make bread? Yeast, dough. You got to have dough.
Yeah.
How do you make the dough?
I think that the dough, you have to like let it sit for a long time.
You got to let it sit and then it rises.
Yeah.
There's like, and then you put it in the oven.
You need leaven? Is that a thing?
What is this, the Bible?
I know, that's what I heard. Unleavened bread, that was...
in the Bible. We don't know how to make bread. My mom used to make it in a thing, sit it, it would rise. I think that's yeast. There's like an active ingredient that would rise and then you put it in the oven.
Was it good?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And she would make her own jelly too.
Dang.
What? And Chris, shout out. Wild Grain is, if you don't have the skills of my mother, Wild Grain is for you, baby. Could you, hey, Andrew, speaking of what we've been talking about, you can still get all the rewards.
Boom.
Of making bread without the struggle.
Boom.
Of making bread. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. That's not right at all. Unlike the typical supermarket bread, Wild Grain uses a slow fermentation process. We should have just read it. They would have told us how to make bread without us trying to guess. Process that's easier on your belly, lower in sugar, and rich in nutrients and antioxidants. Plus, there's a new option, large box with 12 items in it, which is perfect for bigger Amish, Mormon, or Duggar type families. I didn't mean to say that. You'll never run the risk of getting bored with Wild Grain. All you have to do is sign up at wildgrain.com/netpositive. For every new member, Wild Grain donates 6 meals to the Greater Boston Food Bank, so you can eat good in the neighborhood. Whose slogan is that? I'm not sure. And do good at the same time. Plus, for a limited time, you get $30 off for the first box, plus free croissants in every box. That is an Italian accent. I've already done Asian, Mexican, and Italian. Thank you very much. see me at the live show. When you go to wildgrain.com/netpositive, start your subscription. You heard me, free croissant. And every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/netpositive. I got this in my fridge.
Nice.
I got some of this in my fridge and it is good.
Yeah, it looks
does.
Great.
It does. You put it, it does give you that smell.
Yeah.
Like when I'm cooking up some of that chicken, bro, get that smell good over here. Somebody comes up, what's that smell? We cooking, baby. We cooking. Let's get to the news, baby. You want to?
Yeah, hit them with this. We have a couple things here. One of them is a follow-up from last week.
Follow-up from last week with which one? Which one do you want to do? Oh, Burning Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Hold on. All right. So Burning Man, we did last week. There was an environmental a protest, right?
Correct.
And then I criticized the protesters.
Yes.
And then there was a generational flood that happened on the salt beds of this lake, this old lake where they have Burning Man, and it kind of flooded. Not really, but there's just a lot of rain and mud, and it was on a lake bed, so it was just a disaster.
Literally a natural disaster.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The climate protesters were right.
Yeah, maybe Mother Nature heard.
No, you know, everybody was trying to get in there and they were like, hey, general climate protest, maybe everyone should have been like, hey, you know what? lady with purple hair and beta man that is out here. Hey, maybe woman that wasn't hugged enough by her parents growing up. You're right. We should turn around. But they didn't. They got rid of it. They all went in there. And just like the Red Sea after God parted it. Not really. It wasn't that serious. I
mean, it wasn't flooded. Yeah. But like it might as well have been flooded because they're all kind of trapped in this. I mean, it was all over my TikTok.
All over mine too.
They can't go anywhere because it's so muddy.
Mud packed.
They're just stuck in this like dried up lake.
All right. First, we said this last week. I like Burning Man. Yeah. I'm not in that community, but if this country or this world didn't have sub communities where people could find acceptance and love and like a place to belong, we're all done.
Sure.
That's not mine. But if there's like a University of Georgia, like bar here in Nashville where you can go and watch the Georgia game and share something with other humans, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I'm with Burning Man. Again, not my thing, but somebody's and everybody should have one. Okay. That being said, when you do something like this, same with the submersible, go for it. That sounds cool. Go for it. Now, when bad things happen, you're going to have a hard time garnering sympathy out of me.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't. First of all, Burning Man costs $800 for a GA ticket.
Yeah.
To go. And that's the least of your expenses. So you're going to have to get there. It's like 2 hours outside of Reno. How are you going to get there? There's no, you got to camp. You bring like all these people driving out. These people are so rich. These are the richest that have money to do this. You're in the 1%.
Because I'm pretty sure it's like more than just a weekend too.
Yeah, it's like I don't know how long it is, but it's not like Coachella. It's different than Coachella, but it's so big.
Yeah, huge.
I think it's I think that, I mean, I don't do drugs, but if I did, I'd be like, this is amazing. This is my Mecca.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Now it got flooded and everybody's having a tough time. I don't. Okay. You have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I thought, but that sounds fun to me.
What sounds fun?
All of that.
The concert or the flooding?
All of it. I wish I was there.
What?
Yeah. It sounds sweet.
Oh, dude, this sounds like my worst nightmare.
It does. You don't want to be a part of that.
I hate camping.
I don't like, if I had like a nice RV. But I don't know what the activities are, except for drugs.
Yeah.
I think that you're like, hey.
I don't think there's golf.
You wake up, hey, 10:30, drugs. 11 o'clock, drugs. Noon, lunch. 12:30, drugs and music.
Yeah.
I think. But I like somebody's explanation. It was like, it's just like a culture and arts festival. No. Do we want to watch this video?
Sure. I thought this was funny.
The truth about what's going on at Burning Man.
Yes, it's muddy. Yes, we're soaked. It's even raining right now. But the ethos right now is if we're going to be a mess, we might as well be.
Okay.
Dude. So I agree with you about everybody should be able to find a community like this.
Yep.
And this is really cool that they.
Awesome.
This girl seems so happy.
Thrilled.
But also, you know, ethos.
Also, I go to a church that's called Ethos. My church is called Ethos. So yeah, the ethos is but I'm with the expression of creativity. I'm with all of it. I think it's awesome. You're not gonna should we send in the National Guard?
Well, just wait.
I don't know.
Describe for the listeners what is on this woman's face.
Have you ever seen Prince of Egypt? She looks like one of the Egyptians.
Nice, dude.
That's right. That's what she looks like to me. You think so? Go ahead.
Be a hot mess. We may not be able to drive or ride our bikes anymore. So everyone's just walking from party to party. And yes, someone did die while they were out here. This is in fact an actual disaster. People are terrified.
Oh my God. It's so hard. Like, I don't want to laugh at that, but she just says it. So
someone did die. Someone did die. Also, someone did die. Also, someone did die, but we're having a good time.
We're going from party to party. Yeah. She followed up. We're going from party to party.
Yeah.
And having a good time.
Oh, people are just, what does that mean?
Someone died.
Tell us. What is having, going to party, having a good time? Tell us.
Yeah.
What does that include? Go ahead.
Out of food. We're almost out of water, but the National Guard is on their way in right now. So we hope that'll help with something. But this is so community-based. Every single person out here is helping every single person out here. I went to a party last night where they made quesadillas and bacon for everybody. We slept there. We stayed there for 12 hours. This is a family and we are going to be just fine. I personally yet haven't had my breakdown about this.
All right.
I'm into it. I'm into that.
Yeah, that does seem kind of cool.
Sounds like something like every time there's a natural disaster, everybody like all those Southwest flights were like canceled over Christmas, and then everybody in the terminal was just like singing Christmas carols.
Yeah.
They become the best version of humans.
That's a great point.
It is. Like in 9/11, unfortunately, the best version of humanity was the couple years after that.
Hmm.
Except for that when we were bombing other people in another country. But here, everyone was like, God bless you. We love you. Anything I can do to help, I'll put my hand on your shoulder. We'll walk this out together.
Yeah, everybody kind of rallies together.
Now, I wonder who makes the call on, like, I wish there was a real-time voting about, like, nah, that would be terrible. This is a terrible idea.
Do we send the National Guard?
Yeah, or like the submersible. Like, who's sending the ship out there? Like, I don't know where the Titanic is. Like, is it New Zealand or is it who's sending the military to look right for the submersible?
I mean, I'm assuming the government decides.
Yeah, we should be like, hey, should we send them? And there's like a live voting. there's like an internet like thumbs up or thumbs down. Should we send
a Twitter poll?
We got a lot of issues in this country. Should we send the National Guard with water? To like if like same like if somebody goes hiking on the Appalachian Trail by themselves with and they're not experienced and they are lost, do we send out a chopper? How long?
Yeah, true.
How long do we? I mean, a human is of according to the Lord of infinite worth.
Yeah.
Right. If someone could be alive in the submersible, if they're on the surface and they are of infinite value, we should try to find them, but not of infinite value because we can't stay out there for forever.
No, yeah.
Do we send it? You're like, send in the National Guard. You're like, ah.
Well, it looks like sunshine for the next couple of days, so why don't we just let them wait this out?
That's whoever's in charge of like the government. I don't envy that person.
No.
That tough. Good to see them out there. What else we got in the news? You want to do?
You pick.
The Oklahoma volleyball game. It's not Oklahoma, it's Nebraska.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Nebraska, the University of Nebraska. There it is, right? University of Nebraska played the University of Omaha in volleyball. Last week, and 92,000 people came. That's the news headline.
Okay.
Highest attended women's sporting event in world history. Not the United States. Not the world. Most, you could argue probably the Olympics. No, that no one's attending an event that big at the Olympics. 92,003 people attended a women's volleyball match that wasn't even, there was a season opener. The school just started. It's not the championship, and it's an in-state rivalry. It's Nebraska versus Omaha. If this is true, which I think it is, 92,000, every WNBA advocate should just, it'd be so embarrassed by this. They should be so embarrassed that they were like, y'all don't come to women's sports. Y'all don't support. No, we do. We do. Actually, we support. We say we have no problem with that. We have a problem with the WNBA shoving it down our throats and making us feel like we're sexist for not supporting it.
Preach.
It's true. I like. I mean, when the girl from Iowa was in the against LSU in the basketball championship.
Yeah,
I was all about it. Caitlin Clark. I was I thought it was awesome. It was such a compelling story. I enjoyed following that. What we have a problem with is the World Cup and freaking whatever her name is, like telling us we're sexist for not supporting the, and it's the absolute worst product in human history. And everyone's like, you need to support the WNBA. You need to support us. Oh, everybody in this country. This is the biggest in the whole world.
Yeah, that's insane. 92,000
people. The biggest in the whole world. And also the U.S., we're leading in that department.
And also
leading in that department.
To your point about other sports being like, oh, you guys don't like women's sports.
Yeah.
My wife was bringing up, she used to play volleyball.
Yeah.
Do you know how long a volleyball game is, John?
Not long. It was, and they didn't lose. They weren't. I did see that they do. They weren't ever losing the whole match. So it's two. It's best out of three, right?
Yeah. Whatever.
Best out of three is probably an hour, not an hour.
40 minutes to an hour.
Unbelievable.
It takes, I mean, the people.
Everybody, freaking every, all the WNBA people, shut. Just, unfortunately, you got to go home now.
Yeah.
You got to go home and look yourself in the mirror. And that's what nobody wants to do these days is look themselves in the mirror. Unfortunately, you got to go home and look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh, maybe it's your fault. Maybe it wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, so this is not my bit. Somebody had a bit about like when you go to, you watch the Olympics. Everybody from Japan's last name on all is Kim. All Japanese people.
Okay.
You go watch the Russian team. It's all Porkarov. It's all Russians. You go to the Mexican team, it's all Gonzalez.
Okay.
You watch the American team, it's Kim, Porkeroff, Gonzalez, Smith. It's all of us.
Hmm.
We, in terms of like diversity and inclusion, we're the leaders.
Yeah.
This country, by far, and I'm talking about race, sexual orientation, gender, in terms of being included, this is the safest place by far. This is the biggest in not in this country, not in the last 10 years, in the world ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Which I think is unbelievable. But like, if I, it's nice. It's really nice when you're, which is why. You saw like the Deion Sanders thing where he went to University of Colorado and beat one of the best teams in the country, arguably last week. And everybody said he couldn't do it. Everybody said, you know who hates that the most? You know, he went to Colorado and beat a top 25 team in week one. And they, Colorado hasn't had five wins in the past 20 years total. You know who hates that the most? The former, I would imagine, I haven't heard this, but my take would be the former coach.
Nice.
The former, guess what? The former coach couldn't win there.
Yeah.
And he gets to go, he's fired, and he gets to go say, you can't win there. It's too hard. It's too cold. Competition's too big. Don't have the money. Don't have the budget. Can't get the recruits. That's the reason why I couldn't win at Colorado. Somebody comes in and wins, and you have to go, if you're listening and not watching, I just sunk down in my chair. Unfortunately, you have to go, during COVID, when nobody was selling tickets, or like ticket sales were down, right? Ticket sales were down all over the country. And I go to my agent, I go, well, look at this guy. He's selling tickets.
Yeah.
So you can't, the argument of we don't support women's athletics, or we're sexist. You have to read this argument. You have to read this and you have to go, oh, shoot. Megan Rapinoe, all the ESPN people have to go, oh, drop your stones. Unfortunately, you got to drop your stones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bible reference.
Number two. Oh, maybe they do support it. Maybe we have to look ourselves in the mirror. Oh.
Yeah, like what about this game made 92,000 people decide to go? Also, they're in Nebraska. There's not that many people anyways.
Yeah, this is the whole state.
Yeah.
But if you did something like this in Nashville, I'd be there. I'd go.
Totally.
If you said Belmont is playing David Lipscomb and we're going to set the record and it's going to be at Nissan Stadium, I'd go. I would go.
Yeah, but I want to know what about this game was like.
Yeah.
Is Nebraska volleyball just huge?
Yeah.
Or was there something special about the game?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Megan Rapinoe should take notes. Yeah.
You talk about the spandex? Come on, dude. That's not. I didn't say it. I remember Shane Gillis has a great joke about that women's volleyball and the spandex. He's like, this is unnecessary. Why don't you just wear basketball shorts? This seems unnecessary.
Yeah, I actually don't get it either.
He's like,
hey, dude.
I don't remember what the joke is. He's like, why do y'all need to do this? This seems unnecessary.
So they can get 92,000 people in a stadium.
I didn't say it. Also, but I remember going to the in college. We were friends with some of the girls from the volleyball team, and they're like, come to our match. And I was like, I don't know if I can come. Right? You're like, I don't. Certainly, you can't go by yourself.
No.
That's not a thing as a guy you should go to by yourself. You got to get, unfortunately.
Unless you have a significant other.
You got to get a group, and they have to suggest it. Yeah. Or if you go, hey, we'll go to this one. If you're like, hey, I'm going to the Omaha University of Louisiana Lafayette volleyball game on the road. You're like, I don't know about that. Let's get to one or two. Let's get to the emails. Do we have them? Gosh, there's so much news I always want to talk about for forever. Did we do, we got one more ad read or no?
Oh, yeah, let's hit that ad read.
Hit the ads, baby. The tried and true. Been with us since day one. The second most committed relationship I have in my life currently is I am in bed with Manscaped, literally. Not literally. I don't take it to bed. Supportive Net Positive is brought to you by Manscaped, baby. The best in men's below the waist grooming. Oh, yeah. Their products are precision engineered. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate in men's hygiene bundle. I used it this week. We went to the pool somewhere. Where do we go to the pool? But if I'm going to be in public with my shirt off, then I need to properly manscape myself. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. The Performance Package 4.0. This Manscaped shipment, if you order this thing, is unbelievable. It's going to show up at your house. It's like a... You ever see one of those movies where the Italian Job, where he comes in with a briefcase, goes, opens it, and like smoke comes out.
Oh,
and he
has
like all those instruments to break open the safe. That's what you feel like when you open the Manscaped box.
Sick.
It's like, and then it's like, it's all laid out like a bunch of, it's unbelievable. They got the Lawnmower 4.0 in there. They got the ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin safe technology. Take your grooming game to the next level even further. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. I got that. The Crop Preserver deodorant. They got it all. It's that whole package. You open it up. It's got it's got the Crop Preserver. It's got the package, the charger.
Boxer briefs.
It all in there. If you get the whole, perfect gift. This is a gift. If you get your wife sheets, she's gonna get you Manscaped.
Yeah,
then it's a win-win situation in the bedroom of a Christian marriage. I don't know, that's so funny to me. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code net positive. Actually, just one net positive. I added all those for fun. Use the code net positive at manscaped.com. It's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, baby. Use the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the description. Boom. We got so much news, but we don't have time for it. Let's get to three emails really quick, and then we'll get out of here. Good luck to all the people at Burning Man. I hope you guys survive. I'm going to go there one of these days. Yeah, not this year, but I'll get there. First email. Here we go. Oh, we talked a lot about, over the summer, unnecessary embarrassment, where you're embarrassed by something that you shouldn't be embarrassed. You embarrassment is always taken, not given.
Totally.
Dang, I just said that. It's like offense. Offense is always taken, not given.
Nice.
You become offended. You've picked up offense. It's not nobody offended. Yeah, you've decided to be offended.
Yeah.
Same with embarrassment. You decided to be embarrassed. I was embarrassed at the grocery store because I talked to a guy on the one aisle. He's like a fan or something like that. And then we passed each other like 40 times.
Oh, gosh. That's the worst.
It was horrible. Because like it was embarrassing. Why is it embarrassing? I don't know. It's just, it was. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. It should not be embarrassing. I was at a restaurant this week and trying to figure out how to say this. I was at a restaurant this week and I saw someone that I know. Well, I don't even know. I don't even know. They seemed to be that they were doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
Is that fair? Come on.
No, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know, I think you can infer.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And they looked at me. I was there eating dinner.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Oof.
I was there eating dinner because I had a Fox News hit on Saturday night. Lydia was out of town. I had a Fox News hit on Saturday night at 9. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, if I was going to go out to Broadway or what. And then I was just sitting there eating dinner at the bar. And then, and it was, they looked at me and were like, but I go, why? And I quickly signed my check and got out of there. But I was like, this is not my, why is this me?
Yeah.
I got nothing to do with this. This is you.
Yeah. You're picking up his embarrassment.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say it was a guy, but you just assumed that.
whoopsies.
Yeah. Here's a good one here.
Can you read this?
This is an email. Yeah, I can read it. Go over to the left a little bit. Go the other way. I don't know how to start it. All right, here we go. Hey, I know you guys haven't talked about this in the last few episodes, but I was reminded of one embarrassment that I'm sure a lot of us have experienced. When people are older than us talking about something that was going on in their day, and we don't know about it because we weren't born yet. And they always like, you don't know about it. You don't know what a floppy disk is? Unbelievable. I can't believe you weren't alive during 9/11. Your generation has never lived through the war. What do you want me to do? Sorry, I wasn't alive. My bad. That's unbelievable. You don't know about what? I wasn't there. And every generation has their thing.
Yeah, that is a funny one.
You know, I don't know. I never saw like Star Wars because my parents didn't. We didn't have a TV growing up. And that was like before I go, I don't know. I never saw it. You never seen, I remember my buddy Will, his older brother, kicked me out of the car one time. He's like, you never seen Star Wars? I go, I never seen it.
What do you want me to, yeah.
Yeah, what? I never seen it. So what are we doing? You weren't alive during 9/11? I don't know. It was 2001. It's now 2020. Someone that's 21 years old wasn't even alive.
Yeah, that's wild.
I can't believe, what? I wasn't there. So what?
Yeah, you're getting mad at me. It's literally out of my control.
Yeah, I don't, Jimmy Buffett died yesterday. He's like, I don't know. It was like before. You don't know. What? No. I didn't know it. So what?
Yeah.
I can't know everything. What do you want me to do?
just be an encyclopedia. Of
yeah,
like
you never heard
things.
Of Burning Man? No, I never heard of it. What? I don't know.
A floppy disk, dude.
That's a good one.
That's,
yeah.
So old.
Or like a floppy disk is old, but like a cassette, a DVD.
What were you using as a kid?
DVDs. So VHS was like when I was very young.
Yeah.
And then mostly DVDs growing up. But you would go to the Walmart, like when Eminem had his new album, I'd go to Walmart and buy his CD.
And your little Walkman?
Yeah. You don't know what a Walkman is. What? No. I wasn't alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
So in your face.
I had an iPod Nano. Oh, got him. That's a good one. Great email. What else we got? Oh, all right. Here we go. I was listening to the pod and a conversation about when sometimes you might or should step in. Oh, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of these emails about when do you step in? You can't just be passive your whole life. You got to involve yourself at some point.
Ooh, I'm excited to read this.
All right. Here we go. I was leading an outreach in India with YWAM. That's Youth with a Mission. I know what that is. Back in 2004, we were volunteering at a Benny Hinn crusade in Mumbai. Okay. All of this is in 2023 lens. Problematic, but I'm gonna go with it. I know the guy who hits people with his jacket. We were just cleaning the table, so relax. Okay, fine. Yeah, he knew what I was gonna say. I like this. Is this a guy? I like this guy. All right, no joking around. About a million people who came out for the crusade, an absolute zoo. We were walking as a team through a huge crowd, Mumbai in India, as a huge crowd, and I was in the back making sure we didn't lose anyone when I saw an Indian guy reach over and cop a feel Why are you laughing? At one of the girls on my team. Okay.
Oh.
I absolutely lost it. I punched the guy right in the face and he fell to the ground. I got on top of him with my knees on his arms, pinning him to the ground and just started throwing punches with both of my hands, just like Ralphie beat up the bully. Okay, nice. In The Christmas Story. Nice reference. That created quite a scene, and I was pretty quickly pulled off the guy before, and the entire team was escorted out of the event, and I was able to look down on the guy I had attacked, and I would you believe it, his name on his shirt said Pastor. Wow.
Ooh.
Okay, that took a turn I wasn't expecting. But here's the end. I'm not a fighter, and I've never been in any sort of altercation in my life, but something happened in me that day. That's what I'm talking about. Something happened in me that day when I saw the girl on my team who obviously grew up like John. Wow, okay. That's... Wow, dude. Shots fired
this
from this guy.
This guy is awesome.
Who obviously grew up like John, in parentheses, hair up and denim skirt to the ground every day. That's offensive, sir. When she was violated like that right in front of me, I would have considered myself a coward had I not done something. Perhaps the one punch would have been enough, but I'm just glad I'm not writing this from an Indian prison. Good point. Love the pod. Love y'all. Peace.
Man.
Never done something before, or it sounds like since.
You know what that was that overcame him?
What?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy
baby.
Spirit. I don't think the Holy Spirit has asked you to punch somebody. Maybe it does in certain instances. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's trying to make peace at all times, right? You're in a restaurant. There's people behind you. You're like, I'm just trying to get a sandwich. Everybody else is trying to get a sandwich. I'm in traffic. I'm trying to merge. Other people are trying to merge. I don't want to cut people off. I want to make sure we're all kind of living here. The grocery store. There's everybody trying to get in the. All right, we're all trying to. But then sometimes you go, okay, no,
yeah,
no. And I remember at the airport one time, we were all trying to get into the line, and the one guy who was not in the pre-check tried to, like, asking people to bump up in front of him in the line at the airport. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I get in front of you? Hey, can I get in front of you? You mind if I get in front of you? I got a flight. 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 And everybody's like, ah, one person. Ah. And then somebody was like, no.
Really?
No.
Man, that's tough.
And we all go, yeah, dude. Good for you, dude. Get him. Right?
Yeah.
Because you go, no.
This is your fault.
No. It's my. I got a flight too.
Yeah.
And so they go, no, can't let you do that.
Assaulting someone is. I mean, that's a. I would be down for like one punch.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little rough, especially if you're in a foreign country. We don't want to be Brittany Griner'd over there.
Yeah.
You're like, you can do that here. You can't do that there.
His name tag is has pastor on it.
That's probably a translation. It just means like a chef. But I said this happened to me yesterday. I was walking out of lunch, and there was a in the parking lot, and there was somebody with a car was there, opened up the door, had like an icy, like a 7-Eleven melted those, but it was just the red juice. Threw the cup out.
Onto the ground?
Uh-huh.
What?
And I walked by, and I'm just like thinking of the voice of like my girlfriend to be like, don't do it. And I wanted to knock, hey, you going to pick that up? But.
And you didn't?
No.
Dang.
But should I have?
I'd say so. I'd say that's like a blatant enough.
I should have.
Offense to be hey. Like, yo.
You going to pick that up? But that is, if I'm doing that, I'm not, it's like the God complex. I mean, I can't do that. I can't go around. Hey.
Yeah, no. It's like the dude who like the TikTok account, that's like cart narcs.
Oh, yeah.
That guy sucks.
That guy sucks.
So annoying.
That guy sucks so hard. And he like throws bologna on people's stuff.
Yeah. Also, in case anybody didn't know, those are all staged.
Are they?
Yeah.
That guy sucks even harder. And because I don't say, no. Hold on. Let me back this up. That guy does not suck. That content sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy. And nice. You can say, if somebody was on the internet saying my content, John Chris is not funny, that's fair. I'm playing the internet game. I put stuff out for people to like, and some people are not going to like it. That's fair. I got to be very how I am on this podcast that I don't think that guy is a bad guy. I don't know him. So I'm not going to say someone else sucks.
Sure.
The content is the content is not good.
Not good.
It makes me feel horrible.
Nobody would react that way. If I left my car out and somebody came up and was like, put your car back, and he throws like a magnet
on their
car.
I would be pissed too.
I would be pissed. I wouldn't get out and chase him and throw the magnet back at him. I would just get in my car and drive away.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, that was weird. Bye.
Dude.
Cart narcs or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But not putting your cart back in the thing is annoying.
Yeah.
But that guy's is X10.
Yeah.
You're worse. So if I said, hey, you got to put that away, and then I fought the lady, that's probably too much. But so what should I have done? And this is an honest conversation. She opened her car. She was sitting in her car, opened the door, dropped it out onto the ground.
Where are you again?
In that downtown Nashville, in a parking lot.
Okay. So she just threw a plastic 7-Eleven cup onto a parking lot. Yeah, I would probably pick that up and knock on her door and say, can you please throw this away?
No, you wouldn't.
I think so.
You would?
You have no reason to not. Now, if she goes, if I do that.
I'm getting hyped up.
If I do that and I knock on her door and she goes, hey.
Screw you.
Would I be pissed.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not going to. Yeah, go ahead.
Would you? I say, you should put this away. And she says, would you actually mind throwing it away for me? I have to go pick up a date and I didn't want him to see trash in my car.
Yeah.
You're good.
Or I got I'm pregnant or I'm.
Something.
So, yeah. So, all right. So you can't assume that person is just a lazy, terrible person. Or there was a bee in it and I just had to get it out. I'm literally about to step out of the car and do, like, we got into not an altercation, but I was picking Lydia up at the airport and, you know, I was waiting there and the cop came by.
The worst.
Not the cop, but not a cop.
Security guard.
A security guard that with an ego comes by. Actually, no. We got to end the show. But security guard came by. He goes, hey, you got to circle around. I go, all right. I circle around, come right back to the same spot, sit there again. And he comes up and he goes, hey, I can't have you doing this. If you do this one more time, I'm going to have to call the cops. And I go, fair. He was fair. I know they can't do that forever. He was fair. I was fair. Everybody was good. So I don't want to look for like, oh, you better go. No. He was being reasonable. I was being reasonable. Everybody is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to be like big swinging on me, or he was just like, hey, you can't do this. So I'm going to And I go, all right. Sounds good. Thank you. I'm not trying to break the rules. Got it. Everyone went. But if I'm like looking for to heighten that, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I say, hey, you got to pick this up, hoping for a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do things out of being kind, or just pick it up and throw it away. Cause she'll probably see that and then feel like.
But you want people to live in the world where you can't do that.
Yeah.
Where you shame. You don't want to shame the person. No, you do want to shame them.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
One more email. This is, I find this to be very offensive. Okay. It's the titled Confident in His Wrongness. Wrongness capitalized. Hi, crew. Look forward to every Wednesday for the new episode. Okay. I have to tell you that it's amusing how confidently wrong John is. I'm pretty sure every week. This week, John and Andrew were talking about Kosovo and Albania, and John just exclaims, oh yeah, that's the USSR. Andrew quietly says, no, not exactly. I feel like every week, John says something that is so wrong, but he says it with so much confidence that you question the truth 100%. I am now listening for confident wrongness.
Amazing.
Look forward to the next episode.
That might be the episode title.
Confident wrongness?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Do I do that? I go, listen, here's how life works. And it's like, not even close.
Yeah, or you'll say every once in a while, I don't know if it's every episode, but I am also not paying attention for it.
Yeah. Or like, it's like, this is how like parenting is, or this is how like, what?
Or you'll throw a stat out or a fact.
It's not even close.
That's a little bit
I said off. Albania was war-torn, and that is true. No, it was.
You said Kosovo was war-torn.
Oh, is that even?
Which is true.
Yeah. Alex is going to, but see, Alex wasn't here.
Yeah.
I'm confident in my wrongness.
That's
funny. But I confidently go in the right direction until somebody's like, that's not true. Thanks to that lady. We can't out anybody because if you email a podcast, it is anonymous unless you say we can use your name. Net positive or down. Let's see. Still, what am I doing this weekend? Something exciting. Oh, I think I'm going to film some videos. Oh, yeah, baby. Also, things we don't have time or the mental capacity to care about. Number one, still the Hawaiian fire conspiracies. Come on, see a therapist. Number two, the writer's strike. I checked, I updated, I still don't care. And number three, New York City rent.
Don't live there.
Don't care. Do not care. It's $5,000 a month. Move. You don't get to live there. What? It's supply and demand. If more people want to live there, the price of rent goes up. It could be $10,000 a month to live in a closet. I do not care. Net positive. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.